Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, Brian Barrett with you for the next 2 hours or so. The number is 617-779-7937. The Robert Kraft conversation still on the table if you want to weigh in on that. I believe he went out of his way to blame everybody else this week. He made himself out to look like a victim, and he's not a victim. If he wanted to overrule Bill Belichick, he could have done that. If he wanted Tom Brady to stay, obviously he could have re-signed Tom Brady. If he wanted to get rid of Bill Belichick, he could have made all those decisions. But for him to act like a victim this week and blame Tom Brady for leaving, first of all, saying, hey, this is what Tom wanted to do. Well, I mean, that's kind of leaving out some of the details. The fact that the coach for two previous seasons wouldn't give him an extension, that's part of the narrative here of why Tom Brady left the organization. And then secondarily, in terms of the head coach, the fact that you go out of your way to make an analogy this week to Mike Giardi, the NFL Network, that basically it's a marriage that you want to keep together, but something's pulling you two away, like a mother or a father, that basically the marriage could not sustain with that person. You're basically saying that, hey, because Bill Belichick's here, me and Tom couldn't stay together. So you've blamed the head coach that ultimately is going to take this organization forward, and you've also blamed Tom Brady for leaving. And to me, that was gutless, and that was completely unprofessional from Robert Kraft to essentially blame everybody else for Tom Brady leaving the organization. And as I've mentioned, I support the decision. I did not want to see Brady get a 2 to 3 year contract extension here. It just doesn't make sense in terms of building this organization long term. I support the organization's decision. But why can't Robert Kraft support the head coach of the team and the final decision maker, if you will, in terms of the football operations department in Bill Belichick and say, hey, we appreciate everything Tom did for us. And I get he took out the ad in the Tampa Bay Times and all that. And he put out a statement earlier in the week. So you can do all that stuff. Support Tom. Say how much you appreciate Tom. But say it's time for us to move forward, and Bill Belichick and this organization, we're going to do the best we can to build the next great Patriots team. I don't know why he had to show a non-allegiance, if you will, to Bill Belichick. That really pissed me off this week, and if I was Belichick, I would be irked by that. I did tell you that I was going to give you the reasons why Tom Brady made the right decision, and I don't have one of them. I don't have two of them. I don't have three of them. I don't have four of them. I have five of them. To quote LeBron James, he kept going on. He said the Heat were going to win like 8 championships. They did win 2. But I have 5 reasons why Tom Brady made the right decision leaving. The first one is this. Brady's goal has been to play until he's 45 years old, right? Until he's 45 years old. What provides a better blueprint for Tom Brady to get there? An offense with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, 2 1,000-yard receivers last season. Evans, 89 yards per game. Godwin, 95 yards per game. Plus, even though they're not premier tight ends, at least they're actual tight ends. Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard. I get O.J. Howard's been a little bit of an underachiever in the NFL, but you had who at the tight end position last year? 96-year-old Ben Watson, Matt Lacoste, Ryan Izzo. You had nothing of that position. So what's better, that group of players to surround yourself with, or 34-year-old Julian Edelman and James White being your second-best receiver and he's a running back? What's a better situation for Tom Brady if what he ultimately wants to do is extend his career to the age of 45? Brady's best bet is to go to the Buccaneers and play with more weapons than come back to the Patriots. Clearly, that's the decision for Brady to make when it comes to the weaponry. Number two, if Brady comes back here and he has another season like what happened in 2019, what will happen to Tom Brady? So if you think about it, hypothetically last year, or not hypothetically, these are the stats. Last year, 253 passing yards per game. That was 13th, lowest of the decade for Brady. Kyle Allen averaged more, who stinks. 19th in quarterback rating, 88. Jacoby Brissett and Gardner Minshew were better. Not only them, Case Keenum was as well. 13th in touchdown passes at 24. The same as Daniel Jones, who only started 13 games. And then you look at the fact that his completion percentage, 60.8, 27th in the league. Sam Darnold, Mason Rudolph, Mitchell Trubisky, all better in that category. His worst since 04. So if Brady has another similar season to the one he had this past year, you know what Belichick's going to do? He's going to move on from the player, and Brady is not going to have that market that he even had this year. And remember, this year, it's not like he had a huge market of teams that were interested in him, but his market would even be worse than it was this season. So if you're Brady, you got to go and get that multi-year contract extension. So that's reason number two. Number three, I'm labeling it the enjoyment factor. Tom Brady was irritated all last year. No doubt about that. We saw him coming to the sidelines, throwing his helmet off when guys were not doing what he wanted them to do. He said he was the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in the history of the league. Remember, he told that to Chris Collinsworth after the Ravens game. He also, after that 17-10 win over the Eagles, was miserable at the podium. He had this to say, quote, "We just played for 3 hours, so I think everyone is a little tired." So the Prince of Positivity went to being completely negative last year. So clearly, last year was not fun for Tom Brady. And Tom Brady has been part of great offenses. The 07 Patriots, of course, one of the best, if not the best, offense in NFL history. The 11 Patriots that basically took over the league with the two tight ends. Even the 17 Patriots with Gronk, and he had that deep threat in Brandon Cooks. They were unstoppable. Brady threw for 500 yards in that Super Bowl, remember. So if you're Tom, why not go somewhere that gives you the ability to be part of an elite offense at the end of your career instead of being a complete liability and being miserable all season long? Tom doesn't want to be the weakness of a team, and last year, obviously, the Patriots' offense was the clear weakness. Brady doesn't want to do that again, so that's reason three. Go play fun football at the end of your career and enjoy yourself instead of having to pull teeth like you were last year in the offense that you had around you. Okay, number four. How about this? He didn't have to sing for his supper. Think about being Tom Brady. You're the greatest quarterback in NFL history, the greatest player in the history of the sport. After you win the MVP of the league and you throw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl I alluded to earlier, you ask for an extension and you don't get it. You just get incentives in your contract. And Belichick knew you weren't going to reach him. You get an additional $1 million if you hit any of these. Top five in passer rating, top five in passing yards, top five in passing touchdowns, completion percentage be top five in that, and be top five in yards per attempt. Brady didn't hit any of those. And Brady entered the season, remember, with no Edelman because of a suspension. Cooks was traded. You had Gronk, who, of course, still a great player, but had dipped off that year. Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett, and Cordarrelle Patterson, who we later would find out is actually a better running back than a receiver. And remember how they were covering Gronk in that Jaguars game 2 years ago? It was basically like he was a gunner on special teams. They had like eight guys on him. I exaggerate only slightly. But the point being, Brady didn't have the weapons around him to reach any of those incentives. So then in 2018, you win the Super Bowl, you ask for an extension. You don't get that. You just get a little bump in pay to make you, oh, by the way, the 13th highest guy at your position. Jimmy G, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Matt Stafford, Big Ben, Matt Ryan. Those guys were all making more money than Tom Brady last season. All you got was a bump in pay. You did not get an extension. So think about how refreshing this process must have been for Tom Brady. Hey, Jason Light, we'll take $50 million in guaranteed money over the next 2 years. Completely guaranteed. 50 mil. Tom Brady's getting 50 mil. And yeah, we'll have to take an additional $9 million in incentives. He gets half a mil if he makes the playoffs. He gets $750,000 for winning a wild card game. $1.25 million for making the NFC title game. So he can make way more than $50 million based on these incentives that are actually reachable incentives, unlike the ones that Bill Belichick gave him a couple of years ago. And Brady must have been in this whole process and Don Yee like, wait, hold on. Is there something else? Are we missing something here? Because when we negotiate with Bill Belichick, he comes back with a counteroffer and it's not close to what we want. So you're telling me you're really offering us 2 years, $50 million guaranteed, an additional $9 million in incentives? That had to be refreshing for Brady. So that's reason number four. Just to take some of the pressure off yourself, not have to go into the negotiation and be aggravated and not knowing what to expect from Bill Belichick in Tampa. They're like, yeah, Tom, we'll give you $50 million. And how about the pride factor? Brady would have looked pathetic if he came back on a one-year deal. Bottom line, if he got similar money to what he got a year ago, and he came back and maybe it was even below that, that would have looked pretty embarrassing for Tom, because why was he fighting for this ability not to be franchised and to ultimately become a free agent? Think about it from that perspective. Think about how bad that would have looked for Brady. Just from a pride standpoint, coming back with your tail between your legs, oh, would have been a bad look for Brady. So that's the fifth reason, the pride factor. So for all those reasons, Brady clearly made the right decision going to Tampa Bay, and I hope he has a great last two seasons or last three seasons if he ends up playing three more years in Tampa Bay. I hope that Brady has all the success he can possibly have. I really do. Brady has meant so much to this area. I would never root against Tom Brady, clearly, and it's going to be fun when he comes back to Foxborough in 2 years, but Brady made the right decision for him. From a weapon standpoint, from extending your career, from getting the money and getting the extension, getting the stability and knowing you're going to be in one place, Brady got all he could possibly want in this deal, and you got a really good team around you from an offensive perspective. So I believe Brady clearly made the right decision, and especially for his happiness, too. The guy was so miserable last year. 617-779-7937 is the number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2 hours or so. Let's get to Sorgia. He's in Mansfield. Sorgia, what's up, man?
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey.
First of all, I just want to commend you for, you know, looking at this whole situation very logically. I think, you know, the fan base and obviously some people, you know, in the sports radio world were looking at it from a very emotional point of view, and you're making a lot of key points. I just want to get into the fact that, you know, let's say you do give Brady this two-year $50 million deal, because 25 seems to be the magic number, because that's what Drew Brees got, and I believe Philip Rivers got.
Yeah, Rivers got if
you do give him that deal, I don't care what Wiggy says, because Wiggy says, oh, you can restructure a lot of deals. It doesn't matter how many deals you restructure. You're not going to have the cap space or cachet to bring in the guys that you need or the help that Brady needs, you know?
Right.
The biggest thing for me about this whole situation is I think the Patriots in their heart of hearts knew that Brady wasn't coming back, and I think Brady knew that he wasn't coming back, wouldn't have, consider this for a sec. What if there was just a report that the Brady and the Patriots mutually agree to part ways? If I'm looking at it as a fan, I think Brady has all the leverage, and whatever Kraft and Belichick say, you know, they're going to get the short end of the stick. So why couldn't there have just been a report that said, you know, Patriots and Brady mutually agree to part ways? Wouldn't that have been a little bit better than the situation currently?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I appreciate the phone call, Sorgia. Here's the problem. Robert Kraft, for some reason, he got so emotional this week that he wanted to blame everybody else for how things went down. He wanted to blame Brady for leaving, and then basically didn't want to support Bill Belichick in his decision by using that bizarre analogy to a marriage where saying something's keeping the marriage apart, like somebody's father or mother, and that's the reason that basically the pairing couldn't stick together. So he blamed Bill Belichick for Brady leaving, and he also blamed Brady himself. So if you're asking the question, why couldn't they have been better about this, you'd have to talk to the owner of the football team, because in my mind, he's the only one that looks bad in all this. Belichick doesn't look bad. It looks like this is the right decision in my mind for the organization going forward. I've said that multiple times. I would not be giving Brady a 3-year contract extension or a 2-year contract extension. I have no issue with the decision Belichick made. And I have no issue, I told you, that Brady right now, this is the right decision for Brady. If he wants to do what he has said, which is play till he's 45 years old, Tampa Bay gives him a really good opportunity to be able to do that with the weapons he has there with Mike Evans and with Chris Godwin, etc. O.J. Howard has not had a great start to his career, but maybe Brady thinks, hey, I can get more out of the player than Jameis Winston did. Cameron Brate's a pretty good player as well. So when you look at it from that perspective, playing in New England with no weapons whatsoever, he was not going to be able to extend his career till he's 45. So Brady, in my mind, made the right decision as well, and make sure you get that $50 million in guaranteed money. Brady wanted stability, and obviously he got stability by signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He got security knowing he was going to be in one place to finish out his career, and he got everything he wanted in that contract. They said, hey, you can't franchise me after the second year. Okay, Brady got that. So all these things, I want a no-trade clause. Brady got a no-trade clause. Everything he asked for in the contract, essentially, he got from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Brady made the right decision for him. The only thing I don't understand is why the owner of the football team, Robert Kraft, tried to spin this thing and blame everybody else but himself. He looks worse than anybody else in this decision by the way he handled it this week. 617-779-7937 is your number. Let's get to Kelly in Amherst. What's up, Kelly?
What's up, Brian Barrett?
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, so here's the thing. Whatever on the Belichick comments, but on the Brady thing, I think you're misinterpreting this totally, dude. Here's what it looks like, right? Let me translate it to normal people speak.
Okay.
What he's saying is, it's not about getting cut or coming back. He's saying it's about quitting or being fired. So in other words, Stephen A. Smith is on TV saying, Brian Barrett, I can't believe WEEI fired Brian Barrett. They're so stupid. Why did they do that? And then the owner or whatever of WEEI calls up and says, hey, we didn't fire Brian Barrett. If Brian Barrett wanted to be with us, he would still be here. Brian Barrett quit. That doesn't make you look bad, Brian Barrett. That makes you look good. So, in fact, he's sticking up for Tom Brady, saying, dude, we would never fire the GOAT, right?
Right, but Kelly,
he wanted to leave.
Kelly, I understand what you're saying, but the issue for that is it's completely misleading. Part of the reason that Brady left the organization is for two consecutive years, in 17 and in 18, he asked for a contract extension. He didn't get it. This year, Dale Arnold had the report about 2 weeks ago that the initial offer to Brady was going to be less than he made a year ago. So part of the reason Brady decided to leave the organization was because the organization wasn't offering Brady what he wanted. And that's misleading to the public, making it out to be like, oh, this is 100% Tom's decision. No, it was Tom's decision to leave because you didn't offer him what ultimately he thought he deserved to get from you guys. You guys didn't make him that offer. So that's why I had an issue with what Kraft did.
No, I don't know, dude. There's a lot of contractual, you know, specifics that, of course, you know, paint a different picture depending on how you interpret it. But think about it, dude. Go back to, what was it, 2010? I don't know what year it was when Tom Brady was the highest paid quarterback in the league, right?
Yeah, he was the highest paid quarterback for 1 year.
Yep, hear me out, though. Mm-hmm. Since that time, you could graph how much money Tom Brady has been making, and it has gone down steadily from then until now.
Sure.
So if you look at what he's expected to get for the next year, it's continually on that same line of going down. So in other words, you said something is misleading. I completely agree. I think you are being very misleading, Brian, because you're making it sound like Kraft is throwing shade when, in fact, he said Tom Brady didn't quit. He said Tom Brady didn't get fired.
Kelly, but you got to remember, what did Tom Brady say last year when he was asked by the media, hey, do you want an extension? He says, I think you should ask Mr. Kraft about that, because he knew he wasn't getting an extension from Bill Belichick. So the reality of the situation is not everything that Robert Kraft is saying. Robert Kraft is saying this is Tom's decision. It's not Tom's decision, because if Tom was going to come back, it had to be on the Patriots' terms, which is going to be playing for less money than he did the previous seasons and not getting the extension, which ultimately he wanted. So that made Tom's decision. Their lack of a real offer, and I appreciate the phone call, Kelly, their lack of a real offer to Tom Brady in his mind, that's what led him to leave the organization, is the fact that in 17 and in 18, he had decisions made by Bill Belichick that weren't the decisions he wanted to have. He wanted to know that he was going to be in one place to finish out his career. So Bill Belichick pushed him out the door. So for Robert Kraft to say, oh, this was Tom Brady's decision, 100%. No, it wasn't. This decision was also made for him by the organization, because ultimately Tom Brady wasn't given what he ultimately wanted by Robert Kraft and by Bill Belichick. And the reason I say by Robert Kraft as well, he's Bill Belichick's boss. If he wanted to overrule Bill Belichick, he could have given him an extension. And now, I would not advise that. I want to keep Bill Belichick around, but he could have done that if he really wanted to. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to JP in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Bad news, Barrett. Thank you for taking our calls through all this. It's funny. When you wait on hold for an hour during the week and there's sports on, you get mad. When you wait on an hour on a Sunday and you got nothing to do, you really don't mind it. So couple of quick takes. So, by the way, number six on your list, why Brady had to leave, he's going to look great at the Met Gala dressed as a Buccaneer. Remember that red outfit last time?
Yeah. Good point.
I could see that coming with the patch and all. So a couple of things on Kraft, a couple of things on Brady. One on Kraft, he sounds like a pompous politician that's trying to get the votes from both sides of it. That's all he said. He sounds pompous. It's amazing that Jonathan is not taking over more of the team, that the old man's not giving up. Never mind Belichick not giving up the reins. Jonathan is like not even out there. He's sort of like McDaniels. You don't hear from him. You don't know what's going on. From a financial point of view, football-wise, yes, let them go. They're not going to win. Save the money. But what about from a bigger point of view, from a Kraft? Does he lose a lot of advertising dollars not having Brady there over the 2 years? So not so much to win, but from my financial point of view on that.
Well, I'm sure they're going to lose some, but it's not going to be like they're going to be blacking out games locally here or anything along those lines. There'll be a little bit of excitement to see something new, but Brady helped build Patriots Place. Of course, they're not going to be the marketing machine they were prior to Brady or with Brady here. Obviously, that is going to be part of what goes on here. But if they find the next great Patriots quarterback, they'll be right back on their way. And I understand how difficult that is going to be to do. But at the same time, when I just look at what Kraft did, you make a really good analogy to the political world, what he's trying to do. And my thing is this, and you mentioned Jonathan. How did somebody near Kraft say, hey, this probably isn't a good idea to call Stephen A. Smith during first take and blame Tom for this and saying this was ultimately Tom's decision? That's what I just don't comprehend. Was there nobody around him when he decided to make that phone call? It just seems dumb.
It's just like going off on his own. He's just, unless Jonathan's trying to separate himself from the old man, I mean, you really don't know. The thing on the football point, you made a point a couple of callers ago about, you know, Brady 6-7 years ago didn't have weapons, but he still looked good and made them win. This year he didn't have weapons. Mm-hmm. They didn't look good. They didn't win.
Yep.
But they didn't have a left tackle. And I wonder, you know, when Belichick didn't go get a left tackle, that was almost like a sign. Is that what made him look so bad this year? Because I get your point that what he's always had lousy receivers. I think not having a left tackle made the big point, and not going to get Trent Williams and not trying to get a stud tackle. I think Belichick was saying we're going with what we're going, and I think he felt he was glad to move on from him. I could see it on writings on the wall.
Oh, absolutely, JP. I appreciate the phone call. Belichick wanted to move on from Brady. If he wanted to keep him, we would have offered him a similar deal to what the Buccaneers offered him. He definitely wanted to get rid of Brady. And the other thing, to the point about the left tackle, remember what happened last year, is you had to bring in a guy like Marshall Newhouse because Isaiah Wynn was injured once again, and that was just an absolute joke. That guy could not play. That guy was one of the worst left tackles I've ever seen in the history of the NFL. That guy was a flat-out turnstile. Certainly that weighed into Tom Brady not being the player that he was in previous seasons. And another underrated part of this is, you would have thought that coming into the season, clearly what the Patriots' plan was, they were going to be similar to what they were at the end of last year, which was a run-heavy football team. And when you looked at what happened from a personnel perspective, James Devlin goes down with an injury. Rob Gronkowski decides to retire, who's one of the best blocking tight ends in the history of the NFL. Trent Brown ends up signing that contract with the Raiders. So you didn't have the same personnel that you had the previous season to be able to block up front and create those wide open holes for Sony Michel. And obviously Sony Michel was not the player he was 2 years ago either. So you had all those things that were working against you. You didn't have a running game to support Tom Brady like you did towards the end of the 2018 season. All right, a lot more to get into. The number 617-779-7937. If you want to weigh in on Robert Kraft's comments earlier in the week, do you think he looked bad, or do you actually support what Robert Kraft did? I can't imagine anybody does. I thought he looked absolutely ridiculous. Plus, what does life look like after Tom Brady now with Jarrett Stidham at the helm? And did Brady make the right decision? Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI. We'll get you trending in just a second.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. We may not have games right now, but plenty of fireworks off the field with NFL free agency this week. Tom Brady is, of course, a member of the Buccaneers, and Robert Kraft took out a full-page ad in the Tampa Bay Times that started with, quote, "Thank you, Tom." To close the ad, read, quote, "To the Buccaneer fans and the Tampa Bay community, take care of him. You got a great one." Former Patriots backup quarterback Brian Hoyer was released by the Colts yesterday. Hoyer played in 4 games last season, completing just 53% of his passes. He threw 4 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. As for the NFL draft, Sam Farmer of the LA Times reports the current plan calls for some type of studio setting with cut-ins from the headquarters of the teams making the picks. The draft was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, but that, of course, changed due to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Tuukka Rask told the Globe's Matt Porter that retirement is a possibility after his contract expires. Tuukka's current deal is up after the 2020-2021 season. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You know, the Patriots, I mean, look, whether Tom Brady was plan A or whether he was plan B, there are plans in place. And I'm told they're quite comfortable with what they have. Yes, they would like to add another, but they're not going to jump into this thing. And I think when you look at Tom Brady's $13.5 million, he's on the cap for it this season. That's dead cap money. It's the second highest number right now in the National Football League as of last night. Maybe there's a need or a desire to reset the position from a numbers standpoint. See what Jared Stidham, the fourth round pick, is all about. Plenty of draft picks now. They have the first round pick, no second, but three thirds, and a bunch of late round picks as well. Did they add another quarterback via the draft? So I think that all options are open for them, but they're not going to jump into something and go crazy. And I think what we're seeing too is how many veteran quarterbacks are now available in the market. There's actually less vacancies than there are the number of quarterbacks. So one of these guys might shake free and shake free very, very cheaply.
All right, that's Mike Giardi of the NFL Network on the Patriots quarterback situation going forward. So it appears they're going to go with Jarrett Stidham. Brian Barrett with you for the next hour and a half or so. The number is 617-779-7937. So Jarrett Stidham in, Tom Brady out. The former fourth round pick out of Auburn is now going to be the starting quarterback, it would appear, for the Patriots going forward. Now, I'm all about not bringing in an Andy Dalton type quarterback who's just a guy that is mediocre. He does nothing for me. I don't want to see that type of quarterback come into this organization. Or, like, remember the Philip Rivers rumor? I didn't want any part of that. He's basically a worse version of Tom Brady. Not to say Brady's bad, but Rivers is bad. He threw 20 interceptions last season. I don't know what the Indianapolis Colts are thinking, but I don't want one of these quarterbacks that we already know what they are. I'd rather find out what Stidham is. But the problem I have from Stidham's perspective is if you look at what Tom Brady was working with last year, it wasn't much of anything. So how can we expect a guy that this year, hypothetically, will be going into his first year as a starting quarterback, how is he going to lead a successful offense with 34-year-old Julian Edelman, James White, who's good catching the ball out of the backfield, but what else does he have at his disposal? Maybe N'Keal Harry takes a jump in year two. Jacoby Myers was not particularly great as a rookie. So what does he really have to work with? How can he be successful in his first year as a starter? It's very difficult for me to come up with a case for Jarrett Stidham having a good year one. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's go to Rob. He's in L.A. What's up, Rob?
How you doing, Brian? Great
good.
Show. I
Thank
wish,
you.
Wish you were on more.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I have just 2 points, one mm-hmm. Brady and then one Kraft. And I think the Kraft one might make you feel a little better after you're done here. And so as far as Brady goes, I think that the fan base just has a hard time because we've all gone through breakups and not very many of them are amicable, where I don't know why, like, everything can't be true, like what people are saying. Like, Kraft and Belichick are just, you know, love him. They think he's the best ever. But I trust Belichick in the fact that he's been watching Brady and maybe he just feels like he's slipping. He watches him every day. He knows what's coming and just feels like, you know, if Brady had gotten that same contract with the Patriots that he got with Tampa, that's with the dead money, you're talking, you know, 32, 33, 34 million. So mm-hmm. Stidham plus 34 million on other players, you know, maybe makes the team, you know, almost a wash as far as if Brady was there or not. So I think that's one thing. And then regarding the Kraft thing, I think over the last 2 years, I've been looking at Kraft as the kind of turning into the crazy old grandfather at Thanksgiving. Like, he just starts saying whatever yeah. he wants to say. He doesn't really care. And I think that even maybe Belichick knows that Jonathan is the one that's really pulling the strings and running everything. So he doesn't really care what Kraft is saying externally. And just knows that Jonathan is the one that's probably got his back and he's going to, you know, and I love Robert Kraft. I mean, he saved the Patriots. He did everything for us over the last 20 years. But I just think at the point we're at right now that, you know, I'm looking forward to the next chapter. And I think that, you know, a lot of this is media driven, but I think Belichick knows where his bread's buttered. And I think, you know, it was time for Brady to go look for another opportunity.
Okay. I appreciate the phone call, Rob. A lot to get to there. So, to the point about Kraft, I understand what he's saying is Kraft is turning into the crazy uncle. That's actually a really good comparison. At Thanksgiving, he just says whatever he wants. But the problem is he's still the owner of the team. And for the owner of the team to come out this week and say that this was Tom Brady's decision, that's just not true. It's not true. Now, ultimately, Brady made the decision to leave the organization, but it's based on stuff that happened here. It's based that in 2017, he didn't get the extension he wanted. It's based on the fact that in 2018, he didn't get the extension he wanted. They pushed him out the door. They weren't going to give Brady that extension that he wanted from the team. So that's the main reason Brady's no longer a member of the Patriots, because you weren't willing to give Brady ultimately what he wanted. So to paint it out to be like this was Brady's decision, yeah, because you forced Brady to make this decision. I truly believe that ultimately what Brady wanted to do a couple of years ago is sign a long-term contract extension so he could retire as a member of the New England Patriots, and the Patriots weren't willing to basically offer Tom Brady that. So that's the issue I have with Kraft, is trying to point the finger at everybody else but himself. At the end of this, you're still the owner of the team, and you can overrule any decision that Bill Belichick makes. So to make it out like also you're a victim, like it was Bill Belichick's fault that Brady's gone, and before that it was Brady's fault, that to me just doesn't go over well, especially when you're the owner of the football team and you have basically the final power of any decision made by the organization. So for you to act like none of this was your fault, I had an issue with that. Now, to the point about Brady and the Jarrett Stidham thing in terms of the contract it being a wash, I don't particularly agree with that. Brady would obviously be a better quarterback for the Patriots in the 2020 season than Jarrett Stidham. I think we can all acknowledge that. But the one thing I would say is, what was Brady getting you next year? So in the 2020 season, what was Brady going to bring you? They're not on the same level right now as the Chiefs or the Ravens from a roster standpoint. They're not on the same level as the Tennessee Titans even from a roster standpoint. So I didn't see the Patriots making another run to a Super Bowl with Tom Brady as the quarterback. So what's the point of bringing him back? Rip off the Band-Aid and restart this thing and try to build the next great Patriots team and find the next great Patriots quarterback. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Chris. He's in San Francisco. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, one of the things that it seems that no one calls Belichick out on is he has a terrible track record when it comes to drafting wide receivers.
Oh, Chris, hold on. If you don't think that's true, you should start listening to Mark James more. He'll tell you every day.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just underscoring the point you just made, which is Stidham or whoever is in that system, they're not going to be successful. Mm-hmm. And as for Brady, a caller yesterday said that he thought Brady was finished and he looked like Peyton Manning late in his career, and he can only throw the ball 15 yards. Nothing could be further from the truth. Brady has a lot left in the tank. And watch the Dallas game. He was hitting his receivers in the hands 35 yards down the field. Those balls were dropped.
Yeah, I mean, the Peyton Manning comparison is too far. Peyton Manning in his last year threw 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions and got benched for Brock Osweiler and clearly wasn't healthy whatsoever. His body couldn't do it anymore. He literally couldn't throw the ball down the field. So I don't agree with that comparison. But Chris, when you acknowledge the fact that Brady wasn't really the same quarterback he'd been in previous seasons, there were throws that he just missed.
Right. But the other aspect I'd add is I've been in tech marketing for a long time, and sometimes organizational change in itself can provide a big boost to the player. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'll hang up.
I appreciate the phone call, Chris.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm trying to figure out what exactly that last question means. Something about, I have no idea what he's really referring to in that last question, but I did appreciate the original point about the fact that Brady, it shouldn't be compared to Peyton Manning, because that's what people are trying to do that are complete Tom Brady haters. Now, I would say that it's fair to mention the fact that Brady's production dipped off. Now, I understand that there was other circumstances that led to some of that. But I could also point to throws during the season last year that Brady just missed. There were opportunities for plays to be made that Brady just did not convert on. And Brady was sick and tired of being here. Let's be real. He was sick and tired of begging for his contract. He was sick and tired of wanting an extension and being told he wasn't going to get it. And last year, clearly, having the lack of weapons and the young receivers, that completely irritated Brady. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Megan. Hey, Megan.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I kind of came in late to the conversation, but I just wanted to say I appreciate the pointing out the Patriots part of this equation. And my kind of opinion question is, would you rather have a bad year with a first-year quarterback or a bad year with Tom Brady?
I appreciate the question. Thanks for the call, too, Megan. Her line's open at 617-779-7937. I would rather have a bad year with a first-year quarterback than Tom Brady. That's kind of been my point the whole time. The Patriots weren't going to be a bad football team with Tom Brady, but they were not going to be Super Bowl contenders next year. We saw it this year, how bad the offense was in the playoff game against the Tennessee Titans. Look at the roster right now. The offense was not getting much better with Tom Brady coming back next year. You could even argue it could have gotten worse next year with Tom Brady. So you weren't winning a Super Bowl. You weren't getting to where ultimately the goal of this franchise has been, really, since Tom Brady took over as the quarterback, which is to win Super Bowls. You weren't getting there. So what's the point of bringing Brady back? If you're not going to ultimately achieve the highest level of success, which is a Super Bowl, why would you want to come back and be a mediocre football team? I'm not about being the Orlando Magic of the NBA, where it's like, all right, we'll get the 8 seed, and then we'll probably fail and get swept by the Milwaukee Bucks. Okay, if the Patriots got into the playoffs next year after winning the AFC East or getting a wild card game or being a wild card team, what's the point of going into the playoffs and getting killed by the Kansas City Chiefs? I'd rather just rebuild this thing and start over. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Paul in Providence. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, good day, Brian. You talked, I'll try to be quick. You talked about this must be refreshing to Tom Brady dealing with Tampa Bay and those negotiations.
Yeah.
I think your conversation is very refreshing because, Brian, I couldn't agree with you more. I love the fact where you're coming from. You're handling this with intellect over emotion, which I think more fans need to do here. You're exactly right when you talk about the history of the contract negotiations leading to this. One of the things, Brian, everybody keeps talking about weapons, and they're referring to wide receivers, but it goes even beyond that last year. You didn't have a center. You didn't have a fullback. You talked about the left tackle. Besides the fact Gronk was a great pass catcher, he was a great blocker, so you didn't have a running game. So, I mean, all those things contributed. And then when people talk about his pass completion percentage, the guy had I don't know how many throwaways because he just got rid of the ball so he didn't get sacked. So I think that's a deceiving figure. So I'm with you. I think it was a no-brainer decision for Brady. Actually, I think it's a no-brainer business decision for the Patriots. Actually, that's why they wanted to make the move before, and Belichick wanted to make the move when he did. And I agreed with that move. As a former Dan Marino, big Dan Marino fan, I saw what happened in Miami, which is still happening today. When you hang on and you don't rebuild and you try it, you go with sentiment over intellect. So I'd leave you with that, Brian. I think it's refreshing. I think your conversation is very refreshing. I think more fans need to approach it from your point of view. And I just leave with this. This relationship with Belichick and Brady was very much like the Clintons in their marriage. Think about that. Thank
you. Good stuff, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. Well, here's the interesting thing that he brings up. So when I've been saying that this is the right decision for the Patriots going forward, I understand why fans are so upset that Brady has left the organization. Not upset with Brady, but upset with the Patriots, upset with Kraft, upset with Belichick, because we all love Brady. I totally understand why people are emotional about this. But I asked those people that are emotional and that are pissed off that Brady has now left the team, not because he decided to leave, but because the Patriots didn't bring him back. They didn't give him the proper extension and all that. I would ask you this. Bringing Brady back, nobody's been able to answer this question. What does bringing Brady back in the 2020 season get you? You're not winning a Super Bowl. Nobody can counter that point. You were not winning a Super Bowl in 2020 with Tom Brady as the quarterback. So what would be the point of giving him a bad contract going forward, where if you were going to bring Brady back, he wasn't coming back on a one-year deal. He needed a multi-year contract extension like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were willing to offer him. So what would be the point of bringing him back on that contract if you weren't Super Bowl contenders? To me, it just doesn't make sense. You can't handle that situation emotionally, and that's exactly what Bill Belichick did. He didn't handle it emotionally. The number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. A lot more to get into, including what can Jarrett Stidham do in year one as a starter, and how should Bill Belichick go about building this team going forward? If you want to weigh in on Tom Brady, certainly welcome to do that as well. Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Because I think the Patriots in general have a great respect for their own ability to create winning football that cannot be duplicated anyplace else. That's really the essence of it. They don't think Tom's going to do so hot anyplace else. Their special secret sauce is, in their minds, what makes Tom, Tom. Tom's been a big ingredient in it, but their secret sauce is still here.
All right, that's Tommy Curran describing what the Patriots think in this particular scenario. I would say that Brady is the main ingredient in that sauce that has made the Patriots such a great dynasty over the years. 617-779-7937. Another underrated part of what Brady meant for the Patriots is, if you think about what Brady has done over the years, and of course now he didn't want to do it anymore, but constantly by him taking pay cuts, it had a trickle-down effect within the rest of the organization. So Danny Amendola on two different occasions took pay cuts as a member of the Patriots. One was worth over $4 million because he wanted to remain playing with Tom Brady. Julian Edelman, after being the Super Bowl MVP, took a below-market deal. 2 years, about, what, $15.5 million because he wanted to remain Tom Brady's teammate. And because Brady had taken less money, he took less money. You think about free agents they brought in over the years. Even defensive guys. Chris Long comes here for about $2.4 million. The previous season, he made north of $10 million. Junior Seau came here, and Bill Belichick can believe it's because of him. And I'm sure a lot of guys wanted to play for Bill. But indirectly, part of the reason these guys come here on cheap contracts, the veteran guys, is because they have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And the main reason they had an opportunity to win the Super Bowl is number 12 was the quarterback. So this thing that the Patriots have had going for all these years, where older free agents that could cover up some of the deficiencies for the team would come here to play for the Patriots, that's out the window now, because the main reason they're doing that is the opportunity to win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady being the quarterback. Now, that advantage that you've had through the years, if you're Bill Belichick, that's gone out the door. That's gone out the door. Unless you find an ex-all-time great quarterback like you did with Tom Brady, that advantage that you've had through the years, guys coming here on less money, and players within the organization constantly willing to restructure contracts. Danny Amendola, a $4 million pay cut, another pay cut that was north of $2 million. Guys doing that, that's done. That's not happening with the Patriots organization going forward. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Dave in Warwick. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. It's a first-time caller on Sunday, but I agree with the guys that are saying that Brady still got it, because, like that other guy said, he was throwing a lot of balls away. He was hitting the guys in the hands. They just weren't catching for him this year. And, you know, he had no defense, like no offense, like, help him out. You know, if, I think if they got him two or three more tools that had hands and were a good blocker, like a really good tight end to replace Gronk, you know, they could have kept him and probably won another Super Bowl. But if they weren't going to do that, they had no prospects, then, yeah, get rid of Brady and start over now. But, you know, it would have been nice to have Tom there with a couple more weapons and, you know, see him do it one more time. You know,
yeah,
I really feel he's got it.
Yeah, and I see your point, Dave. So, and look, that's certainly a conversation that Belichick over the past couple of years has done a bad job putting the weapons around him. But based on what's on the roster right now, I don't see how you bring Brady back and say, hey, we're Super Bowl contenders. So that's why I'm in the camp of...
I agree.
Yeah, that's why I'm in the camp of they should have moved on, and I appreciate the phone.
Tampa's going to give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, and I appreciate the phone call, Dave. And that's why if I'm Tom Brady, it's a much easier decision for me to go to Tampa based on the fact that it would be one thing if he still had to sing for his supper, but he had a great team around him here in New England, And if he wants to extend his career till he's 45, what he needs around him is weapons. So if he was coming back here and he was still upset with the contract situation, but he had Gronk in his prime, he had Edelman, he had Amendola, he had great weapons around him, okay, then maybe he would have done what he's done for all these years, which is taken less money, because he still would think, okay, this is my best opportunity to win the Super Bowl or best opportunity to play till I'm 45 years old, both those things. And how Brady looks at the organization now is clearly they're not my best option to do what I ultimately want to do. I want to play till I'm 45. And I want to play in a good offense. And he's giving himself the opportunity to play in a good offense with the weapons like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Now, if Brady fails in Tampa Bay and he looks similar to the quarterback that he was a year ago and the numbers aren't great, Brady's going to be the only one to blame there. You can't blame anybody else because Brady is going to a place that has incredible weapons. Mike Evans is a beast. That dude is 6'5". He's basically tight end size playing the wide receiver position. So if Brady doesn't get it done in Tampa, and I'm not saying he needs to win a Super Bowl, I'm just saying if this team doesn't make the playoffs and Brady doesn't put up relatively good numbers, well, then it's going to be all on Brady. It's going to be Brady's fault that he doesn't get it done, because what a
in that stadium cheering for Tom Brady.
Wow. And I appreciate the phone call, Spencer. His numbers, his line's open at 617-779-7937. I believe Spencer is not alone. I believe there's a good portion of the Patriots fan base that is siding with Tom Brady. That since Tom Brady has meant everything to this area in terms of success at the NFL level, 6 Super Bowls, this run has been completely unheard of. It's not supposed to happen in the NFL. There's a salary cap in place, so this doesn't happen. Teams are not supposed to be successful for 20 years. It just is not supposed to happen in the NFL. It's not like the NBA, where if you have LeBron, if you have Tim Duncan, you can go on a run forever. It's not supposed to happen in the NFL, and the Patriots are able to do that. And the fact that the way that Tom Brady went out rubs a lot of Brady fans the wrong way, that Kraft and Belichick didn't ultimately give him what he wanted, that rubs a lot of Patriots fans the wrong way. And I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of fans that are actually cheering for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they come to Foxborough in the 2021 season. I wish it was this year. Wouldn't it be awesome if it was this year, Brady coming back the same year he left in free agency? I cannot wait until that game. And I know it's a long way away, but I cannot wait. All right, the number is 617-779-7937. If you want to weigh in on Tom Brady's decision to leave the New England Patriots and head to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're certainly welcome to do so. Was it the right decision by Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft? What did you make of Robert Kraft doing the media tour this week, essentially trying to put out the narrative that, hey, it's not his fault, none of this is his fault? And also, I do want to get to the Patriots going forward. How can Jarrett Stidham succeed here, and what should Bill Belichick do with this roster going forward? Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.